The summer tourism season is winding down, with even the hardiest travelers thinking about heading south. Alaska regularly attracts adventurous people from around the world, including motorcycle tourists. KUAC's Dan Bross met up with two German visitors on extended motorcycle journeys.
Matthias Kanura starts up his tired 1999 BMW motorcycle.
Her name is Betsy.
The 26-year-old has spent the last 2.5 years riding Betsy 60,000 miles around the Americas.
I've been through plus 50 degrees Celsius in Death Valley and minus 30 degrees Celsius in Regina, all with that motorcycle. And she did everything. There's snow, ice, gravel, sand, everything.
Kanura's Beamer isn't pretty, but he talks up the simple bike's durability. That said, it's a lot higher tech than the motorcycle of a fellow German traveler.
My motorcycle, I call Tuff Tuff.
Kai Bagus's ride is a vintage 50cc powered motor trike from the former German Democratic Republic.
It's just a motorcycle for go a little bit around the town for shopping or and not for go around the world. But it works.
In recent years, Bagus has ridden his three-wheeled Tuff Tuff across Europe and Russia and now North America.
All with this little motorcycle, yes.
Bagus's trike has motored him around the world at an average speed of under 30 miles per hour. But the slow, funky rig facilitates the 49-year-old's travel style he describes as all about meeting people.
It's very easy to have contacts because all the people come to you and ask, hey man, what's going on with this? And this is so nice.
Bagus and Kanura first crossed paths in Whitehorse and have been leapfrogging ever since.
It's kind of funny. I probably ride twice as fast as Kai does, but I take all the detours and go everywhere, and Kai just rides straight.
Both riders travel on the cheap. Even with motorcycle repairs, Kanura estimates his monthly costs average about $1,000. The adventurers rested up while in Fairbanks at the home of new friend and fellow motorcycle touring enthusiast Ramey Wood.
I kind of consider this an embassy. When you're away from home, you need a place where you feel safe and comfortable and you can get the help that you need and so forth. So that's what we do.
And this is here a very nice place.
Oh, yeah.
Generous human spirit has kept Bagus and Kanura going even when their journeys are dampened by poor weather, crashes, and breakdowns. The two expect to continue crossing paths as they head south and their adventures wrap up this fall. It'll only be a temporary break from the road. Both plan to fly home to Germany, work, and save up money for another big trip. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.